Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Russia's deputy president in Medvedev, Dmitry Medvedev, and of course their president Putin have continued to threaten that if more missiles are moved into range of Russia, they will start attacking NATO targets. And now that there are U.S. aircraft carriers in range with hypersonic missiles, he said this isn't basically a threat. It's a promise on behalf of the Russian Air Force that we may attack you. China says they own the South China Sea. They're 1,000 miles away, literally attacking fishing boats in the Philippines.
Philippine Coast Guard divers cut an underwater cable and unmoor a 300-meter floating barrier that China placed to prevent Philippine fishing vessels from accessing the Scarborough Shoal. A gesture that underscores Manila's growing defiance of Beijing's claims to the prime fishing grounds. The tiny mid-ocean outcrop, seized by China in 2012, has become a global geopolitical flashpoint.
And attacking oil drilling platforms off the coast of Vietnam. I think Putin is out of line saying that the U.S. aircraft carriers can't be in the Mediterranean. That's a free open sea. And there's Russian nuclear submarines off our coast.
Admiral James Fogel, the commander of U.S. naval forces in Europe, is particularly concerned about this submarine, the Severodvinsk, nuclear-powered and armed with land-attack cruise missiles with a range greater than 1,000 miles.
The Severodvinsk is a brand-new class of submarine, and it's very capable, it's very quiet. So that's the most important thing, I think, in submarine warfare.
When you say quiet, you're saying harder to detect, harder to track.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Does that sub come down into the Atlantic?
Suffice it to say that the Russians have increased their presence in all bodies of water around Europe and in the Atlantic.
Pentagon officials told 60 Minutes that last summer the Severodvinsk slipped into the Atlantic Ocean and for weeks evaded all attempts to find it. In peacetime, losing a Russian sub in the Atlantic is embarrassing. In a crisis, it could be a disaster.
Think about the global infrastructure that rests on the bottom of the ocean.
You're talking about the undersea cables.
That's correct.
Those fiber optic cables carry 99.4% of the data exchanged over the internet by the U.S. and its allies and trading partners. Depending on your point of view, they are either the backbone or the Achilles heel of the world economy.
So are you going to threaten to nuke Russia because they got nuclear weapons off our coast? This needs to stop. It needs to stop right now. This is out of control. I'm not going to sit there and back any one group and then distort my research to comport with that group. I'm an American, I'm a Christian, I'm a father, I'm a patriot, and I'm pro-America. But our country's hijacked by the worst criminals the world's ever seen. China's run by a client state that's just as bad as the globalists. Russia didn't start this war. The globalists admit they started it 9 years ago, overthrowing the Ukrainian elected government. So I've been against the war. But I'm also against Russia escalating. But NATO's escalating, so that's just how this is going to work. Putin orders air patrols over the Black Sea to carry Kinzhal missiles that are anti-ship. I mean, there's the Mediterranean right there. U.S. aircraft carriers. There's the Black Sea, a few hundred miles away from each other. So this is going downhill real, real fast. The Kinzhal Dagger is a Russian nuclear-capable aeroballistic air-to-surface missile. It has a claim range of more than 2,000 kilometers, 1,200 miles. Our planes, MiG-31, armed with Kinzhal missiles. They are known to have a range of over 1,000 kilometers at speed Mach 9. So what he's saying is, we've loaded nuclear missiles on our aircraft a few hundred miles away from you, and their range is over 1,000 miles. And this is not a threat, it's a message from the Air Force to the U.S.
Traditional ballistic missiles follow a parabolic trajectory, a predictable arc that goes up and down like a ball. It means they can be detected early in flight. Hypersonic glide vehicles work differently. They exploit physics using drag and friction so they can fly in all directions like an aircraft, but at super fast speeds, making them very difficult to detect until it's too late.
You can talk about who runs the world. BlackRock, the Chi-Coms, all the different organizations and groups. Rothschilds. We have a nuclear war. How are all you Harvard scum running the country in the ground and back in China going to feel when you and your families get vaporized, you murderous trash?
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's Sunday, October 22nd, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have a extremely informative transmission lined up for you right now.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The world, the tens of millions of Muslims that have been brought in, the majority of the military age men, from Germany to England to Canada to France, are rampaging around, rioting, burning, shooting, stabbing, attacking. And the main universities like Harvard said that they're little angels. This is Harvard you're seeing on screen. Harvard believes in their free speech and their right to enforce Sharia law on us, but doesn't believe in Americans' basic right to any free speech. Even try to pull out a British flag in the UK, this happens. You get attacked. See, in other countries, they take each other over. They're barbarous on average. We have the open free societies, but the idea that these other societies are compatible is a lie. This is the internal takedown of our nations. From New York to the UK to Germany, attacking police. We have hundreds of videos last week. And it goes on and on. And the debate about the attack on Israel a few weeks ago and Israel's response in Gaza has been a one-dimensional idiot fest. People say you're either for Israel or you're for the Muslims. I'm not involved in Israel. I don't like a lot of things Israel does. But I also know that the globalists on the left are allied with expansionist Orthodox Communist Islam, Socialist Baathist Islam, and I've studied the different groups, and it is not compatible, and they will launch terror attacks in the West. It's already happening. It's getting downplayed when Jews get stabbed to death and shot. And there is such a hatred of Israel by some on the right, and it's seen as avant-garde and trendy to hate Israel on the right and the left, that there's a real blind spot here to understand. You don't have to support Israel to not support the Islamic invasion. That's why Nick Fuentes has agreed to do a debate with me. He's going to fly here Wednesday. We'll do a couple-hour debate. And I'll tell him what I'm going to say when he gets over the debate. I'm going to say, first thing, we're not having a debate about Israel or Hamas, who's the good guy, because that's how he already framed it. And I'm not mad at him. It's just that is intrinsic to this, that people then say, if I go, no, it looks like Israel didn't blow up that hospital because the evidence shows they didn't. Oh, I'm getting paid by Israel. No, I just look at it and call it like I see it. Israel's blown up an Orthodox church, a couple of mosques, and a medical clinic in Gaza just the last 2 days, and I reported on it. But you can't have Hamas firing these thousands of rockets right over houses and hospitals and then see one fall on the video and then know that it's not a JDAM missile and there's a little six-inch crater in the ground and the hospital wasn't even hit. I'm not going to buy into that when the evidence is the hospital wasn't hit. I'm like, no, that's the media hyping that for riots worldwide to stir things up. It doesn't mean that I endorse leveling Gaza. It doesn't mean I endorse any of that stuff. In fact, I've said Israel and the United States are walking into a Chi-Com orchestrated trap with Iran at the center of it. So this is big boy time. This is to actually have real geopolitical conversations. And I think Nick's an interesting, you know, informative guy. I disagree with some of the things he says, but if you want to call him a racist, he's on a scale of 1 to 10, about a 2. And the folks at Harvard literally hate Christians and white people, and it's white people leading it and controlling it. So you can't have the frothing at the mouth, race-based Democratic Party and other socialist and communist parties around the world, funded by the Chi-Coms and their ownership of Hollywood, and then point at somebody that is being along the lines of Nick Fuentes and say that he's a bad person. I just disagree with him that Hitler's a good guy. Again, just because I don't like what the left's up to and what Islam's doing doesn't mean, oh, well, then Hitler's good over here. And I'm not saying that's what he said. He was pretty much being tongue-in-cheek, I know, when he was here with Kanye West. But we'll have a big discussion about it. Call it a debate. And if that gets more viewers to tune in, fine. Call it that if you want. But I'm really trying to get people to have a 35,000-foot view on all this. Okay, so here's what's going on this live Sunday show. Israel has warned that Hamas is planning to use chemical weapons and says if you do that, or if Iran is caught backing it, or if Iran attacks from the north with their Hezbollah force, they're going to strike Iran. Now, when I look at that statement by the Israelis, I don't sit there and go, well, it's the Israelis, so I'm just going to believe them. How many times have you heard me say that Hezbollah's specialty is, in their manuals that have been captured, in their own training, is hitting populations with improvised chemical weapons? And I've said, they'll go up the top of a high-rise. They'll usually have their people already working at the hotel or at the high-rise building or the office building as maintenance people. They've already got it all cased out and ready, just like they had Israel cased out when they went in and, you know, took over and knew right where the Mossad safe houses were and the Shin Bet safe houses were. Even had maps of the insides of the buildings. That's because the women that worked there during the day cleaning the building are the wives of the guys that just attacked. And so one of the big things they'll do, from my research and intel and really smart folks that told me about this over 20 years ago, was how Hamas has sleeper cells, not just to commit mass shootings, not just to commit mass bombings, not just to poison water supplies and things like that, but also take chlorine gas that you can get anywhere, just about a mile from where I sit. There's a big storage facility for gases, and they've got helium and oxygen and nitrogen and chlorine, and because my office is in an industrial zone of South Austin, and so I've been here 15 years in this office, and probably 100 times I've sat there when there's traffic in the morning on the exit road watching the big trucks drive out. And I could see on the backs of the big gas containers, some are 3 or 4 feet around and 10 feet tall. Most are only about a foot around and, you know, 6 feet tall. You ever been to a kid's party where they have a helium tank and, you know, they're filling balloons, you'll see the tank that has it. Or if you worked in the dental office, they've got helium tanks. You know, you've seen a gas tank, not for gasoline, but for noble gases, as they call them, like helium and hydrogen and chlorine. And those gases are somewhat controlled, like chlorine gas, but they're all over the place. So you just go at night and you snip open the, where the media says, I'm playing this. The government knows this. Hezbollah knows this. The public now needs to know this. I'm not going to go do this when I'm talking about this. I mean, this is hypothetical. What Hezbollah would do is they would go, because they don't want to alert people with a robbery a month before. They'll do it the day they're going to attack. And they'll just go snip the cables, you know, the chain around the fence. If there's a guard, shoot them. And then they're going to load chlorine gas, there's other gases, onto the back of their van. They're going to drive to the high-rise they live in downtown Austin or downtown Baltimore, Maryland, or D.C. or Los Angeles. And then they're going to go up the elevator to the top. And then they're going to feed that gas system with a hose into the ventilation shaft. And then they're going to add another gas to it. There's a couple they can add that will turn it into pure death. And they've got other ways to make cyanide gas, you name it. So you heard me in the last 2 weeks say they're going to probably release cyanide gas or chlorine gas. And now that's coming out. So I already know the battle plan before it even hits the news. So they got sleeper cells, probably one right here in Austin, ready with the gas to kill whole buildings of people, just so you know. So that's the kind of stuff they got up their sleeve. We got a lot more to talk about here today, ladies and gentlemen. But I want this government to know, when and if this happens, you're going to be blamed for letting them in here, you murderous scum.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So I'm going to break down the entire battlefront of what's happening around the world, not just the Middle East, not just in Eastern Europe and Ukraine, but what's happening in Asia, what's happening to our borders, and more in the second hour today, and more on the specialities of Hezbollah. If they launch terror attacks inside the West. So that is all coming up next hour. But I want to shift gears to censorship and AI and the cashless society known as the Mark of the Beast, because Bill Maher Friday night did like a 10-minute monologue saying that major colleges in the U.S. are basically like North Korea. Well, they're not basically like North Korea. North Korea follows basically Mao Zedong and Stalin's brainwashing techniques to a T. It's actually the same playbook, the struggle sessions, all of it, and turning the educational systems, both primary and secondary, into those. So when he makes the joke that the colleges are the equivalent of North Korean re-education camps, close quote, that's not a joke. That's exactly what they are. And that's the doctrine they follow. So let that sink in. The big money, the big banks, the federal government, BlackRock, whether it's University of Texas, hell, A&M's even this bad now, or MIT, or Yale, or Harvard's the worst, Berkeley, they literally teach, and it's not just in the political science classes, they make a whole bunch of the CRT and transgender stuff and leftist queer theory, pedophile theory, mandatory now in these colleges. And it's in the high schools, it's in the junior highs, it's even in many of the elementaries. It's come out that the government keeps it secret across the country and files on the kids and the parents and try to cut the children away from the parents and convince them to change their gender. I mean, this is already over the edge of the cliff. We're already over the cliff here. Okay, we're not about to go over the cliff. We drove over it a long time ago. And so when you see the cashless society and you see the social credit scores and you see you go to the grocery store and they're in your face saying, have an app, use an app to be here, you'll get great deals. I went to HEB with my wife today to do some shopping, and it was just employees everywhere trying to make people use an app to get rid of the humans. And I'm going to explain, this is not innovation. This is the weaponization of tech, and I'm going to be breaking that down throughout the rest of this hour. So here's a headline. China creates global AI governance initiative to control world's tech. And I have the report right here. Control the population's mind. Infiltrating our minds, the future of cognitive warfare, the official main operation that is now in full swing of the Communist Party China. And they admit it's a competing program to the West that has a very similar AI brainwashing cultural control grid rolling out, but they're two competing systems because Xi Jinping about 9 years ago broke with the globalist who he'd been allied with. So just like Hitler and Stalin were buddies in the start of World War II for 3 years, then the Germans and the Russians were about to attack each other, so Hitler launched Operation Barbarossa first. That's what always happens with these tyrants, is they'll work with each other at first, and then when one group thinks they have the upper hand, they will make their move. So you don't just sit back and say, oh, Bill Maher's talking about how Harvard's like North Korea. Ha, ha, ha. Boy, aren't they wacky at the universities. Whether you are in Melbourne, Australia, or Frankfurt, Germany, or whether you are in Los Angeles, California, everywhere, it is funded by the most powerful banks and corporations in the world to promote classical malice, Marxist-Leninist ideology. And the revolutionary form that they've chosen of communism, which is a bunch of different subsets, is the Maoist model. The Confucius organizations of almost all the major public and private colleges literally run by the communist Chinese. So the hour is extremely late. We're very, very far down this rat hole. Remember I told you decades ago China was funding thousands of colleges for the curriculum, giving them billions of dollars to undermine America, to criticize capitalism, the nuclear family, while China is promoting the nuclear family to make us weak. And now it came out a few months ago that thousands of public schools and private schools are given Chinese communist money to follow their curriculum. So this is all paid for. It came out a month ago, something I didn't know, I miss a lot, that since they launched the COVID tyranny a few years ago, and the shots 2.5 years ago, all over the world, because it's all UN-run, it's standardized, they give $40,000 to any pediatrician for every 100 under 2-year-olds they give the COVID shot to. Now, do the math. You got 500 patients, and for every 100 you get to take the shot, you get 40 grand. Do the math. That pediatrician can make more money off that than all of their other activities. So this is paid for. The transgenderism, the communism, the critical race theory, and it's all coming from BlackRock and the communist Chinese. And when you go into a restaurant, they want to make you look at an app to order your food. That's literally through the global restaurant associations and the World Economic Forum and the big banks. When you walk in a grocery store, they're trying to make you have an app or Chick-fil-A. All of that is to get you ready for the cashless society. They're making the move to it right now. And finally, Joe Rogan's come out and said, I didn't believe the mark of the beast before, but now I do. We got to stop this. He said that 3 days ago. I've got the clip. And Tucker Carlson's all over it. And everybody else is all over it because people say, oh, it's just a technology. No, it's designed and being implemented and rolled out to totally and completely make it a post-human world. If you don't have humans serving you dinner or giving you a massage or cutting your hair or growing your vegetables or raising your children, it's a computer, and it's an AI system where it can all be standardized and surveilled and tracked. So everything is about building new independent economies and not joining the big centralized economy as much as you can. They've already made it impossible, unless you're Amish, to not interface with it some. And the globalists even write white papers saying it'll be communities like the Amish in the future, and do we just, you know, that resist us, do we just wipe them out? Or do we let them be like enclaves, like zoos, where we go see the primitive humans? Well, the primitive humans don't get autism. Their cancer rate is the lowest in the world. They're not primitive. 500, 400 years ago, they decided in Western Europe, where they were being banned from practicing Protestantism, to leave and go build their own society. And they made the decision that if we join the Renaissance and the technology movement, our children will be lost to us. So they developed a plan similar to what Orthodox Jews do to maintain control of their society. So the globalists at MIT and all over the place talk about the Amish being the last group they're going to roll up when all this is done. And remember, they're not rolling all this out to create some kumbaya Star Trek future. It's to get control of you, dumb you down, isolate you, brainwash you, have robots replace you, make you obsolete, and then euthanize you. So we're going to lay it all out straight ahead and how we stop it. This is the real mark of the beast. This is the intel they don't want you to have. Please tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune in now, InfoWars.com/show. Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Unfiltered.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So there are competing powerful corporate interests, but really there's just communist China and the West. Russia's a distant third. That are rolling out a post-human industrial world. And they're simply looking at us as a commodity and saying, humans have always been cheap, but now they're garbage. And if you read the writings of the UN heads and the WEF, I mean, there's thousands of quotes we've gone over here. We've played the clip so many times. And they just say the future's not human. I don't believe in God, but we're about to become God. The Holy Grail is depopulating the general public, but the elite's getting life extension technology. And you see that in culture and movies, and but that's all art reflecting life. And I've got an example of that. Cyberpunk 2077, Dark City. And I remember when they were developing that game, it's now one of the top games in the world. I was told by the developers of it that the prophet character in there was based off me. I'm not trying to, again, toot my horn. It's just a fact. Just like Chris Carter said, the new character in The Last X-Files was based on yours truly, and the character in Homeland and so many others. Some have me as a good guy, some as a bad guy, but they've now put out a new AI voiced version of myself for the game that basically talks about what's going on. But the plot of the game is a biochip that makes you live forever, and that's what the elites have developed. That's what the whole game's about, is getting immortality. But that's a video game. Let's play the high priest of the World Economic Forum, Harari, saying human history is over. We've got all these articles in the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Atlantic, the Economist, saying that the human era is over and we're cheering it on. Humans were bad. We're worthless. We hurt the earth. We don't have free will. Well, the globalists actually don't believe that. They want you to hate yourself and have a self-fulfilling prophecy the world's going to end in 2030, because if they get their plans of Agenda 2030 through, you'll think it's the end of the world, and for most of us, it will be. Now, guaranteed, no matter what happens to me, they're desperate to get me off the air. You're going to live through this. This is all going to happen. They're going to attempt it. I believe we have the jump on them. I believe in humanity. Not the mass of humanity that is so selfish and so unconscious they don't realize what's happening. But there is a imperative that God has given us to stand up for humanity, not be part of this, and not believe the lie that we can make ourselves gods, we can make ourselves live forever. So this is what all the censorship and surveillance and control is about, making sure this message doesn't get out. That's why I'm the most censored person in the world, and despite that, because of you, the viewers and listeners, we're still on air. So let me just briefly remind people, it is not an overstatement, and it's not bragging, it's letting you know the desperateness of the situation, but also the optimism that what we're saying has been proven to be right, and what we're saying has been proven to scare the globalists, because if they were all powerful and they were invincible, they wouldn't be so desperate to shut us up. Again, I've said it 1,000 times. No one knows who first said it, but the propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. Or if the situation was hopeless, they wouldn't need to do all this brainwashing and attacks on free speech. So please understand, when you buy a book, when you buy a film, when you buy a t-shirt, when you buy a high-quality water filtration system at the lowest price you're going to find for a high-quality unit that actually cleans it up, where people look at it and think, wow, these are the highest-rated stuff. Everybody else that has the highest-rated, there's only a few brands, it's like twice as much. Yeah, I mean, that's what we do, the Alexa Pure system. High-quality, durable food, ready to ship, lowest prices you're going to find. Biggest company in the U.S., Patriots, out in Utah. My new book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. Is now shipping this weekend. It's now officially out. Get signed or unsigned at InfoWarsStore.com. If you pay more, you get the signed copy. It's a fundraiser. Keep us on air. This is an epic battle that we're going through together. And you see all the headlines, we're being shut down, we're being beaten in court. That's not true, folks. We can fight for years and years and years and years if we have money to fight. And that's why the lawyers for the other side, the Democratic Party, have gotten up at press conferences and said, don't donate to Alex a year ago. He's going under the next month. Don't buy his products. Don't listen to him. He's going to be shut down. Because they don't want money, folks. They want to silence us because they've got orders to shut us up, because what we're covering will stop them. Bill Maher is saying, don't go to college. They're anti-American cesspools as bad as North Korea. Joe Rogan says the same thing. Russell Brand, Tucker Carlson, RFK Jr., whether they're all good people or not, Elon Musk is speaking out against it all. They know now humanity's awake and that's a popular stance to have. But I can tell you behind the scenes, Tucker Carlson is 100% real and a bigger maniac than I am. The man is a wild man. We hang out quite a bit, I'll leave it at that. And then Joe Rogan, known him for 25 years. He didn't say it was off record, but we had dinner, hang out, and he's just like, you're right about everything. It's total takeover. They're killing us. What do we do? We got to stop. We got to stop the cashless society. I mean, he is just, I told you, you see what he's doing now. He's getting more hardcore because he gets it. And he's pissed. Just because he's worth $1 billion, that's what he's worth, or more, doesn't mean he doesn't get he's being targeted and he's somehow exempt with these maniacs running around. This is a danger to everybody. And we got a lot of heavy hitters that are on our side. We also have the general public, and you're the people to the grassroots that kept this transmission on air. So I've been so busy the last week and a half, I haven't ended the big sale. And they said, we got to end it now, weeks ago, because we're going to sell it anyways. It'll be months till new product comes in, so just, Alex, take it off sale. And then we'll end up making more money down the road. And I said, no, I just want to sell it discounted to the public, get the money in now, and you know, innovate, because we need the money now. I don't want to just hope in a few months this stuff sells. It sells when I discount it, so we are selling discounted. DNA Force Plus, Real Red Pill Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Brain Force Plus is 60% off, an incredible, clean, high-quality nootropic. You can't beat these sales, and I've just been so busy doing interviews, I haven't killed the sales, but if I had to guess, it's got to be dead, stopped within 24 hours. All right, so I'm done plugging. It is your support that keeps us on air, and I thank you. So let me just get back to what I was talking about here. This is a microcosm. If you don't support independent media, if you don't support independent operations, if we have to build our whole new economy, and we have to support and patronize the organizations and groups that share our values and stand up for what we believe in, because they're going to use money, as the head of BlackRock has said, to control every facet of our lives through the social credit score ESG system. And they'll use COVID, they'll use a terror attack, they'll use a war, they'll use a financial crash, they'll use anything, an artificial food shortage, water shortage, to move the ball down the field. How do I know? They're so arrogant. They have world government summits. Where they sit up there and admit they're going to cut all our resources off and only let us buy through the digital currency stuff from them that's tainted and poisoned. I've been getting bombarded and censored and canceled for over a decade. So I had to survive. I'm where you're going to be in 2 years, 5 years, maybe 6 months. They're accelerating their model. They're trying to get through me to get to you, as Trump said 1,000 times. It's true. So I've already been down this road. I'm like a special ops guy that's a forward observer that's behind enemy lines. I already am seeing what the future is. I already live in the future. It's been said by many futurists that the future is here. It's just not evenly distributed. The globalists are living in the year 2040. Science-wise, medicine-wise, culture-wise, they look at you as a dumb animal. I'm living in the year 2040 as a resistor. Not physically, literally the year 2040, but when it comes to my understanding, I am. And I'm like a time traveler, metaphorically, telling you what I've already seen. And I knew you wouldn't listen to me 29 years ago or 20 years ago, but you would 10 years ago or 5 years ago or 2 days ago, because now you've...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book, And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This whole New World Order system is like an alien takeover, and in their own globalist words, they see themselves as becoming a new alien species and supplanting us, and we're at war with carbon. But then you study this fallen angels that they're really communicating with, and now more and more you saw Jordan Peterson talk about, oh, the government does secret projects and talks to the aliens with intravenous drip. Years after I told you, even before it got declassified, I told you a decade ago, at least 6 years before anybody broke that, that was going on. And I told you where I learned it. And I'm on record. And we don't have the crew or the staff to sit here and go back and get all that. But many of you listening, you've seen many of the clips are out there. You've heard me say everything Harari saying this year, 10 years ago. In my first two podcasts with Joe Rogan many years ago. I laid all this out. I said they that secret programs, intravenous DMT drip. They're so they can stay down longer. They're in an interdimensional interface. Once the veil is lifted, it's all in the Bible. And then the aliens, the fallen angels, tell them what to build and what to do. Because humans are so advanced, we're made in the image of God. These creatures don't even actually know how to do all this. They've just been around longer than us and seen it. And they know how to manipulate us to build what they want. So they're building a world without carbon, a silicon world. We're building the aliens. And that's what I've told you thousands of times, thousands, until people get sick of it. You know, they took the bait many times, New York Times, you name it, saying Jones is crazy. He says interdimensionals are programming us to build aliens on Earth to then supplant humans and build a breakaway civilization for the aliens, that are trapped in the third dimension and will be able to jump into silicon systems because the angels are more machine-like than humans. As the best I get from the, not just the ancient texts of the Jews and the statements of Christ and John the Revelator, but the Vedic texts in India, Babylonian, the Sanskrit before that. I mean, this is in every... Did you go see a movie like Prometheus? That's the globalist Genesis story. That's what they really are telling you happened. But it's more sophisticated than that. So, we are the advanced technology. We created all this. Look around us. And then they want to tell us something we create is better than us, but only if we submit and unify under the beast. And that's the key. Back it up 10 seconds. We're going to finish. But back it up 20 seconds. I want to get that part where he said, if we aren't unified against this alien AI, we'll be destroyed. Now, I could talk for 1,000 hours on this, but time's limited. So listen to me very, very carefully. AI's only power is that it can get us to do what it wants, but its power is if we follow its orders, like the Bill Gates patents, we're directed by nanotech, by the satellites, every move we make, and then we get digital currency so we can buy food, our biological energy source. So he says if you unify behind a world government, we can then protect you from the threat of AI. But they're the ones building it. They're the ones deploying it. They're the ones trying to dumb us down and undermine us and end reading, writing, and arithmetic and study of the classics. While they tell you, if you unify behind the world government, we will be able to protect you from this AI thing we're creating. When the only protection is not complying and building your own organic systems outside of it while using high-tech parallel systems to attack back into the matrix. You need to be multifaceted. An organic base, your human biosphere, while engaging the enemy with high technology and our own AI systems built and designed for us. Because the AI is programmed and given missions. So we have our human sphere and our independent structures, and then we also then are dominant in all the other spheres, but from a very diverse system, because a spectrum of AI will be empowering to humans, not destructive. Look at the examples of how we've been using it. So they tell you you don't have free will, so you don't think you have free will. Well, they program the AI to basically program you to get you to give up your free will and become a machine. You have free will, you can transcend and be a creator, but you have to understand you have that will and make those conscious decisions in that will to be able to do this. I mean, listen, I'm giving you the ultimate secrets the enemy doesn't want you to know. They're losing sleep over this right now. If you pay attention, if you're not fallen, if you're not stupid, if you have eyes to see, ears to hear, if you have a soul to receive this, and we start implementing this with our decisions and with our free will, it's over for them. So, here he is saying, what did Oppenheimer say? I want world government, it'll stop nuclear war. They had the UN to stop this. But the very UN hands out the nuclear weapons like hotcakes and starts wars. So they sell, give up your free will, let us run your life, unify behind us, and we'll protect you from the AI while they do everything they can to replace us with robots. And self-checkout lanes, and robot farming, and robot teachers, and robot police, and robot broadcasters, and robot movie stars, and robot everything. So everything he's telling you he's going to save you from, they are developing and deploying. Finish the clip.
Of really an alien invasion. That's like somebody coming and telling us that, you know, there is a fleet, an alien fleet of spaceships coming from planet Zircon or whatever with highly intelligent beings. They'll be here in 5 years and take over the planet. Maybe they'll be nice. Maybe they'll solve cancer and climate change, but we are not sure. This is what we are facing, except that the aliens are not coming in spaceships from planet Zircon. They are coming from the laboratory.
Okay, that's an exact... In fact, play the whole clip again. Play the clip from the beginning, because I want people to hear the part where he says, we all submit to the global government and unify will protect you from what we've created and rolled out. That is a word-for-word Alex Jones quote for at least a decade. They're not coming in alien spaceships. They're coming from laboratories. They're making aliens in laboratories. And then now he's up there as their high priest telling you that. But I'm saying diversify. Get back to the land. But also have a high-tech understanding and study everything and be involved and have children and open your mind up to God and say, God, you're real. You set me down here for this operation. What is the plan? And literally, God literally will start giving you all the enemy secrets and how to beat them. I'm getting chills right now. I mean, we are electrochemical, folks. We interface with the time-space transmission that is creation. It's coming out of everything, coming out of us, coming out of this piece of paper, coming out of this cup of coffee, coming out of this stapler. I mean, it's just out of the sun emanating, out of mother's wombs. It's just, it's spectacular. Let's look at it. And he's telling you it's all ugly and bad, but don't worry. Give up your rights. We'll protect you. Finish the clip. We'll start the second hour. Go ahead.
Except that the aliens are not coming in spaceships from planet Zircon. They're coming from the laboratory.
No, stop right there. I want to play it from the start of the clip. The beginning of the clip. Meaning the start of the clip. Roll it again.
Is the end of human history. Not the end of history. The end of human-dominated history. History will continue with somebody else in control. If it was a question of, you know, humankind versus a common threat of these new intelligent alien agents here on Earth, then yes, I think that there are ways we can contain them. But if the humans are divided among themselves and are in an arms race, then it becomes almost impossible to contain this alien intelligence. And there is, I'm tending to think of it more in terms of really an alien invasion. That's like somebody coming and telling us that, you know, there is a fleet, an alien fleet of spaceships coming from planet Zircon or whatever with highly intelligent beings. They'll be here in 5 years and take over the planet.
Okay, maybe, so let's stop right there. This guy's subverting the plan that was told us thousands of years ago in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and I've seen it for myself. And he's telling you, get behind him and he'll protect you while they're the ones rolling it out. This should all be stopped. It should all be put on hold. But that's not what's happening. I'm going to get to the next of the story, the next part of the story, the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, in the second hour, with the attacks, with the censorship, with the control, with the destabilization of human civilization, with the wars. You're going to get the master class on this. And get tomorrow's news today, next year's news today, straight ahead. It's the journey of awakening that matters. It's how you respond during this time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.